You've got to be careful with peak oil. There's a lot of talk that says it's the oil companies that are behind peak oil.
Yeah.
This idea that it's impossible for science, I don't think you can ever say it's impossible for science. Human beings always come up with something new. This idea that alternative energy, I mean, Richard Branson has put a lot of money into alternative energy. I don't know where my opinion is on peak oil, but you just have to be careful.
Sorry? There are no hydrogen cars.
Because the oil people make sure
they're
long enough to
produce them.
Hold on.
Canyon, the back. Okay, I just wanted to respond to Ian's comments about the concentration camps. I would disagree and say they're not for deserters, which wouldn't be quite that many, and that's not how they deal with in the military, which has been hardest. But what they are for, and what has been an aim for over 30 years is to deal with the contingency of American citizens who will not take a forced microchip. They're building the concentration camps with that, perhaps other things in mind. But now that this gentleman has brought up the subject of energy, after having just written a book which deals largely with energy, especially ethanol, I can say we don't need petrol or oil. We never did. It's forced on us. Yes, there are people.
Absolutely.
But we can use a number of things, including ethanol, which is made from cellulose, which is just about everything in this room is cellulose. What you're wearing, what you're eating, these tables, it's all cellulose. And we do have hope about being able to produce our own ethanol, like Henry Ford running through, like the Brazilians are doing, like the Canadians are doing. So, yes, they're making issue out of this oil, and this oil is part of the wax, part of the work that's destroying the planet right now. And we can do a lot with cheap energy, and it has been historically done.